This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The U.S. soldier, Private Travis King, who ran into North Korea in July, is now in U.S. custody. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports he was turned over by North Korea through China.
One official said King was transferred to American custody in China. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss King's status ahead of an announcement. Earlier, North Korea had said it would expel King. That announcement surprised some observers who'd expected the North to drag out his detention in the hope of squeezing concessions from Washington. Though King's expulsion resolves a still mysterious episode, it almost certainly does not end his troubles or ensure the sort of celebratory homecoming that has accompanied the releases of other detained Americans. I'm Charles de la Desma.
In India, security forces fired tear gas at protesters in eastern Manipur state on Wednesday during a demonstration over the killings of two missing students. Hundreds of people gathered in the capital city, Imphal, to protest the killings after photos of the students' corpses lying in a forest area surfaced on social media. France's ambassador to Niger landed in Paris on Wednesday after leaving Niamey Wednesday morning. It's been 2 months since a coup ousted the elected president. Six young people from areas in Portugal ravaged by wildfires and heat waves took 32 European governments to court on Wednesday, arguing their failure to act fast enough on climate change is a violation of their human rights.
It affects their physical and mental health, their civil, political, and social rights, as well as their dignity.
Dunja Mojatovic, the representative of third parties in the case. This is VOA News. Armenia said Wednesday that nearly half of Nagorno-Karabakh's population has entered Armenia since the military action by Azerbaijan last week. The Armenian government says so far more than 50,000 refugees have crossed the border. South Africa's Eskom has been polluting more as it pushes aging coal-fired facilities to their limits in a power crisis that they're having. Reuters' David Doyle says the claim is based on Reuters' analysis of the data.
It showed that four out of its 15 power plants are breaching government emissions regulations designed to protect people's health. Eskom officials have confirmed the violations, but said making the plants compliant would take time. They also said it could undermine efforts to address South Africa's worst power crisis on record. For the past 18 months, daily scheduled blackouts have left most South Africans without power for up to 10 hours a day. Some 80% of South Africa's electricity is generated from burning coal.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says over the past four decades, Eskom has achieved a 75% reduction in emissions of particulate matter, ash and soot, through a program of plant upgrades, but that trend is now being reversed. Trade across the U.S.-Mexican border has been slowed over the past week as U.S. authorities have shut down crossings and imposed extra security checks amid an increase in migration. Reuters correspondent Lucy Ha reports that long lines of trucks remain stuck in Mexico.
About 8,000 trailers carrying an estimated $1 billion worth of goods have been stranded on the Mexican side over the past week. That's according to the president of the Transport Association of Ciudad Juarez, a major Mexican manufacturing hub across from El Paso, Texas. Truck drivers like Israel Ruiz blame the long queues on Texan authorities' enhanced inspections.
I honestly don't know if the queues are caused by the migrants, but there are thorough inspections and that takes a lot of time.
The delays even forced one Canadian vehicle manufacturer to suspend production on Monday and Tuesday at three factories in Ciudad Juarez that employ some 9,000 people.
Reuters' Lucy Howe says last week U.S. border authorities suspended cargo processing at one of El Paso's international bridges to shift officers to process more migrant arrivals. There's more news on our website, voanews.com, and you can also access through social media. I'm Scott Walter.